USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has ordered airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the airstrikes. And the death toll from the collapse of a Florida condominium tower has risen to 9 people as the search for survivors entered a fourth day. 152 people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse of the 12-story building early Thursday morning. The city of Surfside, where the tower is located, has declared a state of emergency, along with neighboring Miami Beach, where much of the staging for the search and rescue effort have been taking place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button, watch a masterclass, and then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
One cruise ship has returned to the high seas. Tim Berg has the details.
The first cruise ship from a U.S. port in 15 months has set sail from Fort Lauderdale. The cruise ship Celebrity Edge left Florida just after 6 p.m. local time Saturday night on a 7-night voyage with stops in Mexico and the Bahamas. The ship is sailing at 40% capacity to allow for social distancing. The entire crew is reportedly vaccinated for COVID-19, along with most of the passengers. At the helm is Katie McHugh, who is the first and only American female captain of a large cruise ship. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel has died. He served 2 terms in the Senate, becoming best known for reading the Pentagon Papers into the congressional record in 1971. He also ran for president in 2008 and 2020, confronting then-Senator Barack Obama during a 2007 debate over nuclear weapons. Mike Gravel was 91. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One Republican senator says the GOP won't support a new bipartisan infrastructure deal if it's tied to a larger spending bill. Brad Bernards reports.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso argued during an exclusive interview on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures that there's no way Republicans are going to support the nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package if it is any way linked and connected to the broader Democratic spending package, which the Wyoming senator called a freight train heading towards socialism.
The White House staff and Schumer and Pelosi, who are beholden to the far left wing of the Democrat Party, said, we're not going to go for this bipartisan bill. And look, this bipartisan bill itself is not yet completely settled. There are a number of Republicans, and I'm one of them, who's not completely sold on it.
Barrasso, a Republican, made the comment one day after President Biden backtracked on previous remarks he made on his intent to sign the bipartisan infrastructure package, and confirmed he will fully stand behind it. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Nelly Korda has won her first major title, taking the Women's PGA Championship. She capped off the weekend with a pair of eagles in her final round en route to a 19-under 269 for the tournament, tying the Women's PGA record. Korda held off Lizette Salas for a 3-shot victory. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.